Okay, today, Beis Hashem, we're continuing in the first parak of Masechta Sota. We are up to parak Aleph, Mishnah Bey. So a woman does not become a Sota unless her husband had done kinoy and she had stira. But Ketzad Mekani Lasa, how does that work? What has to happen? So Amar Lo B'Fnei Shnayim Al Tedabri Mishploni. If he says to her in front of two witnesses, don't speak with so-and-so, V'dibri Imo, and she spoke to that so-and-so, so then even if she was also alone with him, Adayin Himu Taras L'Veisu Mataras L'Chol B'Truma, she's still allowed to be with her husband. And she's still allowed to eat truma if the husband is a kohen, because he only said don't talk with that person. He never said don't be alone with that person. So that is not a valid kinoy. But if he did give her, you know, the proper kinoy, where he said, I don't want you to be alone with this guy, and she went into a room alone with that guy, Vishasi Mokadei Tuma, and stayed with him long enough to have slept with that man, so Asura Lebesa, Asura Lechol B'Truma, then she'd be Asura to her husband, and if her husband's a Kohen, she'd be Asura to eat Truma as well. Now, the Mishnah goes on to say, V'meis Choletzis V'lomis Yavemis, and if the husband dies without children, she can only do Chalitza, she cannot do Yibum with the brothers, because she's already Asura to her husband. So the brothers that are going to take the husband's place, so to speak, are not going to be allowed to be with her. Even the husband himself would not have been allowed to be with her. Moving on to Mishnah Gimel. So we said that if a Kohen's wife becomes a Sota, she's not allowed to eat Truma if she actually became a Sota. And that stays in place until she drinks the Me'amarim and is vindicated. Her innocence is proven. So if we know that she is guilty, or if for whatever reason she can't drink the Me'amarim, she's never going to be allowed to eat Truma. So Ve'ilu Asurus Melechel B'Truma. The following Sotas are not allowed to eat truma forever and are usher to their husbands forever. If a woman says to her husband, I am tamei to you, meaning she admits she had cheated on him, or edim came and said that she is tamei to him, or if she says, I refuse to drink the sota waters, or if the husband just doesn't want her to drink the sota waters, or if the husband slept with her on the way to the Beis Din, in which case the sota waters won't work. So in all of those cases, she's going to stay a Sota, and she'll be Asura to her husband forever, and she's never going to be able to eat Truma. So the Mishnah talks about what the procedure is after the husband finds out that she didn't listen to his warning, and she went alone into a room with this guy. So Ketzad Osala, what do you do with her in order to have her drink those waters? Malich LeBeis Din Shabos HaMakom. He takes her to the Beis Din of that place, meaning the place where they live. Every locale had a Beis Din, and they listen to the Eidos about the Kinoi and the Stira, right? That goes back to the first mission, whether you need Eidos for the Stira. So if they say, okay, look, she's a Sota, she's going to need to drink the waters, so Mosno Shet Tamid Chan, they give him two Tamid Chanim to accompany him and his wife to Yerushalayim, Shama Yavo Ala Baderech, because otherwise he might sleep with her on the way. So because they're Tamid Chan, they'll know how to tell him, how to give proper Hasra'ah. And also, because of Tamid Chama, it won't be a violation of Yichud when they're on the road. Rabbi Yudah Omer Baila Nemanala. Rabbi Yudah says the husband is trusted to not sleep with her, so you don't need these two Tamid Chachamim to accompany them on the road. That's Rabbi Yehuda's Shita. Because we trust the husband to be alone with his wife when she's in Ida, and that's an Isser Kares. So over here, it's an Isser Lav, which is only Chiv Malkus. So of course we're going to trust him. Whereas the Tanakama says, no, the Sota, because it's a lesser Isser, the chances of violating the Isser are therefore much, much greater, because it won't be taken as seriously. So let's review what we learned today. In Mishnah Beis, we said that the way to do kinoy is you say to her in front of two people, that if you say to her in front of two people, don't speak with so-and-so, and she speaks with him, that's not a real kinoy. She's still muteres to her husband, muteres to Truma. If he says, don't go in Yichud with that guy, and then she goes in Yichud with him and stays with him for the amount of time that would have been enough time to sleep together, then she's Asura to her husband, she's Asura to Yitruma, and if that husband dies, she cannot do Yibum, she can only do Chalitza. And then in Mishnah Gimel we said that if a woman's unable to drink the Mesota, or we just stam know she's guilty, then she's not going to be allowed to eat her husband's Truma. So if she admits that she had cheated on him, or Edom say that she cheated on him, or she just refuses to drink, or the husband refuses to make her drink, or the husband had slept with her on the way to the Beis Din, so then she's just never going to be able to eat truma. In a typical case, the way Sotah works is that once she violates the kinoy by having a stira, they go to the local Beis Din, and when the local Beis Din sees that she's taka Sotah, they're going to send her to Yerushalayim, and it's machlokas tanaim whether they send her along, they send the couple along with two talmidei chachamim. Tanna Kama says yes, and Rabbi Yehuda says no, they don't need to send two talmidei chachamim along with them. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up with Perek Aleph, Mishnah Dalet.